Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, we are just hours away from a historic hearing as Donald Trump becomes the first former president to face criminal charges. This is a live look at Trump Tower, where he spent the night ahead of his first appearance before a judge.
And spotty morning showers are on the move. Coming up, I'll show you when warmer temperatures will move in. Yeah, they're excited. It's a party on the campus of the University of Connecticut this morning. The Huskies are national champions once again. You just got a little taste of the celebrations there. We're going to show you even more coming up. They are excited.
Oh, they sure
today.
Are. I would listen to on the radio. I heard every dog has his day. And that was the Huskies
that
day.
That was it.
Last night,
yes.
For sure.
All right. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. It started off, there's some spotty showers out there. Not too much as the way of inconvenience. And Peter Shearwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We look at that radar.
It is very light this morning. And again, most of us seeing dry conditions at this hour, and that trend will continue. We're going to dry things out throughout the morning, but I do want to point out where we are seeing the light rain. If you're driving into work in Harnett County, maybe you're in Anger, light showers are moving to the northeast, heading into Johnston County right now. We are seeing quieter conditions across Raleigh, some light showers now over Roseville, and some light rain moving out of the Rocky Mount area. We are going to get the showers to clear out, I think, within the next hour or so. Likely to get clouds throughout the morning, gradually break apart for this afternoon. Expect a lot of sunshine to move in, especially for areas to the west. So the streets are wet due to the rain that moved through. Live look at Apex. It's currently 61 degrees in the triangle. Around lunchtime, we're looking at temperatures in the lower 70s that will quickly climb into the 80s. Coming up, I'm going to show you when our next rain chance will move in this week, Brian.
Peter, we're still seeing some wet roads around Cary as we take a live look at US 1 at Walnut Street there. Looking back toward Cary Parkway in the distance, you can see where the lights are reflecting off the pavement there. So you do need to slow down. And especially along and east of I-95, where we've seen some rain a little more recently, the roads are especially wet. So you definitely want to take it easy there. Looking good, though, around the triangle right now. Our live sensors are not indicating any delays on our major routes. And for the moment, at least, no crashes showing up. We'll be back with another live weather and traffic update in about 10 minutes.
In just a few hours, Donald Trump will become the first former president in U.S. history to face a judge on criminal charges. This is a live look at Trump Tower in Manhattan, his New York home, where he spent the night ahead of his arraignment today. New York City officials have beefed up security around Trump Tower and the courthouse, and they're asking people to remain peaceful.
Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Trump's legal team says he'll plead not guilty to around 30 charges linked to alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. We'll learn exactly what those charges are today. Here's what we know about what will happen when Trump is processed in the courtroom. He will formally be placed under arrest. He will not be handcuffed. He will be fingerprinted. And it's not clear just yet if he'll have a mugshot taken. News cameras will not be allowed inside the courtroom thanks to a late-night order from a judge. Photographers will be allowed to take still photos of Trump and the courtroom before the hearing starts. The district attorney in this case will speak after the hearing. Trump plans to speak when he returns to Florida later today.
A plan to build towers as tall as 20 stories on the campus of Shaw University is getting pushback. Data obtained by WRAL shows more than 100 people want to speak against it all at a Raleigh City Council hearing tonight. And WRAL's Laura Levine is at Shaw University this morning with why this months-long debate is now getting heated. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Michelle. Yes, here on Shaw University's campus, it's pretty hard to miss the signs of history. But behind me, you'll see there is a new look at the future possibilities for the campus. We're talking about Shaw U, a new redevelopment plan that some believe the rezoning will erase its history, while others say it is a great opportunity to update campus amenities. About 7 people have signed up to speak up in favor of the rezoning tonight, but 141 people have signed up in opposition. The university did could make some adjustments to its rezoning request, including lowering the maximum building heights to 30 stories and 20 stories on various parcels and stepping down the building heights closest to the residential neighborhood on the south side of MLK Jr. Boulevard. The vice president of real estate tells us rezoning approval is vital to update aging infrastructure and to build more student housing. In an interview last month, Shaw's president shared the same sentiments.
Shaw has to do these kind of things in order to be able to attract the best and the brightest to our campus. Shaw University wants to have the ability to utilize its knowledge, expertise, and partnerships to do the best for the university.
So if this is approved tonight, the university and university leaders will spend nearly a year working on a master plan. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, you will start seeing the impact of a rise in oil prices the next time you stop to get gas. In an update at 3 a.m., AAA reported an average of $3.36 for a gallon of regular gas in North Carolina. It's about the same as yesterday, but up 5 cents from this time last week. And experts think the upward trend will continue. They say it's the result of OPEC Plus, the group of 23 oil exporting countries. They made a sudden cut to production on Sunday. UNC chief economist Gerald Cohen says it could also hurt efforts to slow inflation.
The production cut by OPEC pushes prices higher, and as a result, you're going to see upward movement, if all else holds, to inflation in the month of April. And that makes, and you've seen some in the headline numbers, some declines. And so you'll likely see some reversal in that. And so it makes the inflation problem worse.
Cohen and many others are saying that while gas prices will go up, they don't expect them to get as high as they did last year.
Durham leaders say they want to move on from drama within the council and work on bigger issues facing the city. City Council did not vote last night on censuring Councilmember Monique Holsley-Hyman. She's under investigation for extortion and for allegedly using a city staffer to work on her campaign. Last night's meeting was the first since a heated exchange that included a shouting match between Councilmember Deidreana Freeman and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton about the accusations. The mayor said the council needs to keep its focus.
I ask that we allow law enforcement to do its job while we continue to stay focused and move our city forward.
The SBI is investigating the allegations against Holsley-Hyman.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, billionaire Sir Richard Branson's rocket company filing for bankruptcy this morning. Virgin Orbit executives say the company failed to secure new investments. Now, this filing comes just weeks after Virgin Orbit cut about 85% of its workforce and a failed launch back in January. Branson launched Virgin Orbit back in 2017. The company launched rockets from beneath a modified Boeing 747, sending satellites into space. Well, the head of Virgin Orbit says the focus now is to find a buyer for the company.
Thanks, Ken. If you vote by mail, some state lawmakers are trying to change just how long you have to get your ballot counted. A House committee will discuss a bill today that would ban boards of elections from accepting ballots that arrive after Election Day. The only exception would be for military voters. Right now, ballots are counted as long as they are postmarked by Election Day and arrive within 3 days. Advocates of the bill say it would help restore public confidence in the election system. Opponents say it would invalidate thousands of otherwise legal votes. UConn is the NCAA basketball champion once again. The Huskies finished off the tournament with a 76-59 win over San Diego State in the title game last night, the fifth time UConn has won the men's national championship since 1999. Connecticut coach Danny Hurley, brother of former Duke star Bobby Hurley, said the win is a dream come true for his team.
This was our vision. This was our dream. This is what we talked about when we recruited these guys, that we could get together and do something big like this.
The Huskies are now tied with Duke for the fourth most championships all time. UNC is one ahead of them with six.
NC State graduate Christina Cook was honored before the championship game. You can see her here earlier Monday. She was announced as one of four astronauts who will be on the Artemis II mission next year. It'll be the first manned mission around the moon since 1972. Coming up in less than 15 minutes in What's Trending, another astronaut whose appearance at the game is going viral. And coming up this morning on Today, we'll hear from Cook and the other Artemis II astronauts about why their mission is so important to the future of space exploration.
The International Space Station is 250 miles off the surface of the planet. We are getting ready to go 250,000 miles away from Earth. That is a totally different ballgame, and this is step one in the Artemis program, which is sustained presence on the moon, learning how to operate off of our planet in a distant area.
Pretty cool. You can hear the full interview this morning on Today that airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
Dramatic video shows fast food workers and customers stopping an attempted robbery in Raleigh. What the person who recorded it says he was thinking as it happened.
And hundreds of new street signs are going up around Raleigh. The effort from the city to keep pedestrians safe at intersections.
Temperatures are on an onward climb. For today, we're heading to 80 degrees, 87 tomorrow, 82 on Thursday. But cooler air will filter in with unsettled conditions by the end of the week. Coming up, I'm going to break down the system that will bring rain into our region starting on Thursday.
Listen to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We are going to see spotty showers for this morning gradually clear out. I want to show you the dual Doppler 5000 and zoom in to the spots that are seeing light rain. Some light showers off towards near Apex. We're seeing some light rain in Anger, some of that moving along 40 in Johnston County right now. Otherwise, elsewhere, we are seeing some dry conditions. We expect rain to gradually clear out throughout the rest of the morning, likely to see dry conditions for this afternoon. Temperatures are in the 60s right now. It's very warm as we get our day started. By the afternoon, it's going to be warm again, heading to 75 degrees around lunchtime with a high of 80 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to show you when more rain will move in.
Pete, it's 6:14 right now, and we're going to take a live look at Durham. Looking pretty good out at I-40 at 55. The roads don't look too wet on that camera, but in some spots we are seeing some pretty damp conditions with those showers moving through. Take a quick look at your major approaches into Durham right now, and they're all clear from Wade Avenue and Raleigh 40 westbound, looking good, heading up to 885, and coming in from Hillsboro, no trouble on 85 northbound. A smooth trip from the 40 split all the way out toward 147, Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Raleigh police say they'll ask a judge to release body camera video of a man firing at vehicles and officers near Ligon Middle School as parents dropped off their children. On Monday, police identified the gunman as Jorge Vega Lasama. The first 911 call came from a teacher inside the school before 7 a.m. a week ago. Another caller said the suspect tried to open a car door at a stoplight. The five-day report says Vega Lasama fired at three responding officers. They returned fire, killing him.
More legal drama for former President Donald Trump. His lawyers are asking a judge to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit against him filed by the family of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Protesters attacked Sicknick during the January 6th Capitol riot. He died days later. The suit claims that Trump egged on his supporters during a rally shortly before the attack on the Capitol. Trump's lawyers say Sicknick's family is ignoring other comments Trump made on January 6th, urging protesters to be peaceful.
Intense moments in Raleigh, all caught on camera. Take a look at this video here. Chick-fil-A workers and a customer work together to tackle and restrain a man who they say tried to rob a drive-thru worker. This all happened at the Chick-fil-A on Capitol Boulevard during the lunch rush on Friday. A customer who recorded the takedown on his phone says he wanted to get it on video to ensure everyone's safety, including the suspects, when police arrived.
Whatever was going to take place with this guy, it would be done in a, as, for lack of better terms, as fair as possible.
No word on the charges the suspect faces. Chick-fil-A did give us a statement saying the safety of its customers and employers is its top priority.
New traffic signs are going up in downtown Raleigh to stop drivers from turning on red. These no turn on red signs come after a state employee was hit and killed in a 2019 crash. And in the last year alone, Raleigh police say two people have been hit and injured in similar instances. So the city is in the process of installing nearly 200 of those signs. All the signs should be in place by May 16th.
For more than a decade, California dealt with a severe drought, but this winter's repeated storms have wiped out those dry conditions. California's Department of Water Resources is out with its April snow survey, and the report shows snowfall totals this season are among the largest on record. For example, south of Lake Tahoe, officials measured a snow depth of over 12 feet.
This year's April 1 result from our automated snow sensor network is actually greater than any other year that we have recorded since the snow sensor network was deployed roughly in the mid-1980s.
Snowpack in the Sierra is 221% higher than normal, and statewide the figure is 237% higher. The snowpack is critical for the state's water supply. Officials say the snow acts as a natural reservoir and accounts for 30% of California's fresh water supply in an average year.
I'm feeling it'll be melting well into summer out there, no doubt. Here we have some spring showers, you could say. Peter Sherwood in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at that radar. Not too inconvenient, right?
It's not. We are just seeing some very light showers this morning, especially in Harnett County and Johnson County this morning. You can see that light rain moving out of Anger into Johnson County right there along 40. Elsewhere, we are seeing quiet conditions this morning. Those spotty light showers around will gradually clear out. I think as we head into the 7 o'clock hour, we should be good to go. Likely to see clouds break apart for this afternoon. Sunshine moving in, winds out of the south. What a great recipe for some warmer temperatures. Highs will be soaring into the 80s for today. While it's going to be warm and dry here locally, there's going to be some big changes moving across the Midwest. The severe risk is on the high side. Notice here areas in that red shading, which includes Iowa, Illinois, Arkansas. There is a level 4 out of 5 severe risk in place today, and it's because of a front that will be moving through there, causing those storms to get going. As we take a look at what happened last Friday, we know we got a lot of tornado warned storms in that region. And as I overlay here, the tornado warned storms that developed on Friday, right in the same spot where we have a severe risk in place today, it is going to be a dangerous situation for those folks out in the Midwest that already dealt with severe storms and really don't need to see anything more, but they have the chance for today. If you have friends and family in this area, go ahead, give them a call. And then, again, we're talking about areas from Iowa, Illinois, all the way far south as Arkansas into Texas. As we take a look at what we can expect leading into Wednesday, that boundary will shift to the Ohio River Valley, bringing severe weather there, a level 3 risk in place with damaging wind speeds and hail possible. The tornado threat cannot be ruled out on Wednesday across the Ohio River Valley. And then we have a level 1 risk for severe storms in place for Thursday, mainly for the western half of the state of North Carolina. We're going to continue to watch this front that will move through. As it moves into our region, it is going to weaken considerably, but it is going to bring rounds and rounds of rain. And depending on where this front sets up over the weekend, that will be a big determination on just how much rainfall we can see. So we expect the front to gradually build through on Thursday, bringing rain showers setting up across our southern areas on Friday. And with the front stalling just to the south, that is going to influence rain chances into Saturday and Sunday. As of now, Sunday is looking mostly dry, but depending on where an area of low pressure sets up, that could change our rain chances. I want you guys to keep checking back to the forecast. If things change, we will let you know. We're seeing quiet conditions in Raleigh right now. It's very warm in the 60s, 61 in Raleigh and Durham. By lunchtime, we're in the 70s, heading to 80 degrees for today. It's going to be very warm with above normal temperatures. We're going to keep that going into Wednesday before the cool down and rain arrives for the weekend. Highs in the 50s and 60s, Brian.
621 right now as we take a look at traffic. No crashes showing up anywhere in the the Triangle right now, but we do have our delays starting to build on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Latest update from our sensors indicating a 3-minute backup overall. Once you get through the bypass interchange up to Business 70 in Garner, you're looking fine from there all the way through South and West Raleigh. As we take a look at those current road conditions on our model here, you can see where those showers in Harnett County have left behind some wet roads through much of that area. And everywhere else you see here in green, that's where we're likely seeing wet roads, especially along and east of that I-95 corridor where we've seen the rain falling most recently. Roads are a little damp right now as we take a look at Rocky Mount and Benvenue Road at Wesleyan Boulevard. Just need to slow down and take it easy on those wet roads. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. A Johnston County School Board member and Smithfield police officer will be in court today. The charges Ronald Johnson is now facing after months of controversy.
And changes may be coming to the way you get your car inspected. State lawmakers are considering a bill that could loosen the rules.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
NCAA basketball tournament is over, but not before a beautiful, out-of-this-world performance.
Absolutely. Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
And the game was in Houston, the home of NASA, and an astronaut got things started. Take a listen.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn.
That's Tracy Dyson singing the national anthem. She has spent 188 days in space, including 6 months on the International Space Station.
I think she did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
Twitter wasn't so kind to her.
Really?
A lot of people took to Twitter saying, you know, oh, that's not a great performance. It's a very hard song to sing. So other people came to her defense saying, listen, she had a lot of passion. You could see her closing her eyes and really getting into it. Yeah. So, you know, give the girl a break. She did a beautiful job.
I thought it sounded fine. They took some shots of the space station where they were listening in and watching it. It was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool.
People on Twitter being mean. What are you talking about?
Yes,
I know, right? It's shocking.
Imagine.
She sounded fabulous. The next DC Comics movie superhero will be the Blue Beetle. DC just released the first trailer for the movie that's coming out this summer. Blue Beetle is one of the most prominent Latino superheroes, and Cobra Kai's Zolo Maraduena is going to star in this.
Very interesting because this is, you know, the trailer's already out, but the release isn't until August for this. So highly anticipated, the Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle. We'll have to see. It looks cool.
It does. Thanks, Brian. Our news continues.
Oil production being cut, a big surprise. Coming up, we'll tell you what experts are saying about what we could expect here in Raleigh at the pump.
More than 100 people are planning to speak out at a Raleigh City Council meeting today against a redevelopment plan here at Shaw University. We're live from campus with a look at some of those plans.